Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Hey, everyone, and we are back with Feet to the Fire. You know, it's been a while and life happens, but something just occurred this week and woke me up, and I said, I've got to get back to the microphone and make a comment on some recent developments in evangelicalism. So what happened that woke up your Feet to the Fire host? It's the Beth Moore controversy with John MacArthur, and I said that on purpose because it's not really a controversy for John MacArthur. Beth Moore and her advocates have turned it into a controversy. If you didn't hear, John MacArthur said last week or so at a conference at his church, the Truth Matters Conference, when asked about Beth Moore, he said, go home. Go home. I think that's a great response to the question about Beth Moore. And now we hear cries of misogyny from women, especially, obviously, middle-aged women. And we have men rushing to the mic, evangelical leaders no less, to do homage to the all-powerful, all-intimidating, and all-dominating female presence in the church, which, quite frankly, I'm not impressed with. So, MacArthur, right or wrong? Well, he was completely right. And let's tackle this on three points. First of all, regarding the John MacArthur comment, context matters. What exactly happened, if you don't know what I'm referring to? What did he say and why? Again, at his 2019 Truth Matters conference, he was asked by Ted Friel to give a one-word or pithy response to a word or phrase. It's called a one-word association. They do it during the Q&A. And MacArthur even joked that he felt like he was being set up. So Todd Friel says, okay, here's your one-word phrase, Beth Moore. Now, if I was John MacArthur, I would have said, where is Mr. Moore? But that's four words, so that wouldn't have fit. But he thought for a moment. He said, even joked, he said, I'm going to get in trouble here, but he said, go home. Now, after that, the blogosphere and social media has blown up, as I said. But let's get the context of what MacArthur said and continue hearing some of his words, because actually when I looked online, there's no transcript. You have to listen to the audio, and the context would help. That matters. MacArthur continued, there is no case that can be made biblically for a woman preacher. Period. Paragraph. End of discussion. Done. Right. That's all that needs to be said, but let's continue. MacArthur said this, it profoundly troubles me because I think the church is caving into women preachers. Just the other day, the same thing happened with Paula White. A whole bunch of leading evangelicals endorsed her new book. This is all John MacArthur from the conference. Paula White is a heretic and a prosperity preacher, three times married. And what are they thinking? The Me Too movement, again, is the culture reclaiming ground in the church when the leaders of evangelicals roll over for women preachers. The feminists have really won the battle. And the primary effort in feminism is not equality. They don't want equality. They want power. They want power. He goes on, they want power to be senators, preachers, congressmen, president, the power structure in a university. They want power, not equality. This is the highest location they can ascend to that power in the evangelical church and overturn what is clearly scriptural, meaning becoming preachers. So I think this is feminism gone to church. Now he continues with some great comments. Todd Friel asks him, is the SBC headed in the direction of women preachers? And MacArthur said, it's more than a direction. It's a plunge headlong. But it's not just that. You can see other things that they're tolerant of. You know, the SBC passed Resolution 9 back in June that supported intersectionality and critical theory as useful interpretive tools for the Bible, completely embracing the social justice movement, which isn't social justice in reality. It's a facade, a cover-up for cultural Marxism invading the church. I mean, this is troubling. MacArthur's right. So his reaction in context makes sense. Now, to get more context, what exactly has Beth Moore been doing? Well, in May of 2018, couple years ago, or a year and a half ago or so, she wrote an open letter called A Letter to My Brothers, and that can be found at her website, Living Proof Ministries. And she basically shames evangelical men for all the alleged misogyny being perpetrated by them against her and so many other women. And she says it's been a distortion of complementarianism. That's the view of men and women having traditional biblical roles, men leading, women submitting, men preaching, women silent in the churches. That's complementarianism. And she's criticizing that as the reason that there's so much misogyny, that complementarianism has been abused. So in reality, she's attacking a core doctrine of gender roles from the Bible. And she's crying victim and buying right into cultural Marxism of the day. What Marxism pits groups against each other, the rich against the poor, or the one race, the blacks against the whites, or the men against the women. It creates group guilt, group think, group shaming, group conflict, strife, a power struggle, so that the government comes in and then takes over and usurps ethics and usurps fundamental structures in society like the family and the church. So she's buying right into this, and she's crying out with victimization. This is Beth Moore, who's supposed to be a leading evangelical figure. Then after that, again, context, Thabiti Anyabwile, sorry if I'm pronouncing his last name wrong, Thabiti, everybody knows him from the Gospel Coalition, on the same day, May 2018, writes an apology letter to Beth Moore. So she is group accusing all evangelical males. No thanks. I don't accept your accusation, Beth. I'm not a misogynist and haven't been and don't plan to be. And then Thabiti apologizes. No thanks, Thabiti. I don't need you apologizing on behalf of all of us to an out-of-control woman. Okay, let's continue. Just this past October 3rd, a couple weeks ago, before MacArthur's comments, which probably is what precipitated MacArthur's comments, at the Caring Well Conference, hosted by the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, Moore continued lamenting rampant misogyny in the church, and she questioned unequivocal fidelity to complementarianism. Again, egalitarianism is the liberal view that men and women can do anything and everything the same. Complementarianism means they complement each other, men as leaders, women in the submissive role in the home and in the church and in society. So she, again, questioned complementarianism and blamed the SBC for not having enough female leaders. What are we talking about? See, I'm staying calm because we're told by this culture that emotion and yelling and passion and strong words upset people. So take note of my zeal, even though I'm staying calm. We don't have enough female leaders. We're not supposed to have female leaders, Beth. And she's been, catch this, she's been preaching in churches from the pulpit on Sundays. So this isn't arena motivational speaking or women teaching women anymore in giant stadiums filled with thousands of women, which that's, I'm not even going to talk about that right now. It's a different topic. She is actually preaching in churches. She boasted about preaching on Mother's Day this past spring and kicked back when she got criticized. She resisted. You know, they're always, everybody's going back and forth on Twitter. That's really sophisticated. And then she also spoke at least one other time on a Sunday from a pulpit on June 2nd at Transformation Church near Charlottesville, North Carolina. So we've got a lady assaulting the church by usurping the man's role in preaching from the pulpit, and yet we're upset with John MacArthur for saying what needed to be said, which is go home. Okay, so... Oh, also, I've seen in multiple places that all of this happened in Beth Moore's life, developed, because she harkens back to the eye-opening experience of, you guessed it, when? October 2016. That was obviously the run-up to the election of Donald Trump, the Access Hollywood video. Let me give you the gist of this, folks. She hates Trump, and she hates everything he stands for, and so there it is. That's the problem. You have to understand, everything is connected in these social developments and in these conflicts we're dealing with. Everything is an agenda that someone's advocating for. Everything is political. It's more than that. Everything is a subtle attack, a spiritual attack in these culture wars we're facing. And we as Christians have got to stop compartmentalizing, oh, that's just a political issue, that has nothing to do with our Christianity or with the church. Nothing is just merely an opinion or a political movement. It's all connected to the spiritual warfare, and unfortunately, Beth Moore right now is putting herself at the center of it. All right, we are out of time, so we're going to pick up on this conversation next time, but listen, don't believe the hype out there. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Beth Moore is pushing feminism in the church, and John MacArthur just threw down the gauntlet to say, we're not accepting it in our churches.